the Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander. And forgive me, since David Cameron is not your leader, Danny Alexander, I won't ask you to leap to his defence. Let's deal with the economy. Do you regard this as job done?
No, it clearly isn't job done, but it is a good set of figures for the UK today. It's the mission that we as Liberal Democrats set out on when we started and set up the coalition in the first place. The core of our mission was to deal with the massive mess that we inherited in our economy, to get the UK back on the right track, to put in place a plan for the long-term future of this country that could deal with some of the more fundamental problems.
Ed Balls's point is that you haven't balanced the books as George Osborne originally intended to do, and so that borrowing, for example, is having to continue, and that more broadly, this recovery would have happened sooner if the level of austerity imposed by the coalition hadn't taken place.
I think it was fairly extraordinary to hear one of the people who crashed the car back in the last parliament to now complain that we've taken too long in the garage sorting out the problems that they created. Paul Johnson was right in his interview earlier where he said that sometimes now we forget, looking back, at how deep and how severe the crisis was. And, you know, the UK was one of the countries hardest hit by the financial crisis. When we came into government, our economy was on the brink. And so we've had to take, yes, difficult decisions on public spending, but also decisions about long-term investment in infrastructure, in apprenticeships and so on, to get our economy fundamentally back on a better track.
Are you prepared to acknowledge then that as part of that long-term plan, perhaps you had to delay the recovery a bit, that kind of changes had to be made, however painful they were, that would put Britain in a better position? Because you look at those ONS figures and they point out that, for example, after the 79 recession, the economy was 8% bigger, 25 quarters after the lowest point. After the 1990 recession, in other words, at this point as well, it was 16% bigger. 25 quarters after the lowest point of this recession, it's still only just the same size as it was before we went into it.
No, I don't accept that our policies have delayed the recovery, because I think you have to consider what was the alternative course for the country when we came
in. It's hard to prove that, though, isn't it? You've to prove a counterfactual. Almost as hard for you to prove as it is for Labour to say, well, if they'd done things differently, the recovery would have been better. Well, I mean, that's the difficulty. People have got to trust you on this and also trust that you know where you're going.
I think that people can look at the last 4.5 years and they've heard every step of the way from the Labour Party, we're doing the wrong thing, we shouldn't be sorting out the public finances, that they oppose every step we've taken to make sure as a country we can pay our way in the world. At the same time, hearing people from business, from industry, from across our country saying that this plan is the right plan, that it will get us back on the right track.
Yet and people aren't still feeling it, according to Ken Clark. If it is correct that it's going to be another 2 or 3 years until people's incomes return to pre-crisis levels, they're not going to feel that recovery, are they? And in between is a general election where the economy will be the critical issue.
But that's why, as Liberal Democrats in the coalition government, we've been focused particularly on taking decisions that help millions of working people. The big cuts in income tax that we've delivered as we've got to the £10,000 tax-free allowance that we promised in 2010, that is putting £700 a year back in the pockets of 26 million working people. The measures we've taken on fuel duty, for example, the measures we're taking on childcare, these are all things that are good for the long-term health of our economy, but also help people with, you're right, those serious pressures. But look, this is a long-term plan. It's also about saying, as a country, over a long period of time, we didn't invest in skills in the way that we should. That's why Vince Cable's been doubling apprenticeships. We haven't invested in infrastructure. That's why I've been leading the infrastructure plan for the country.
Talking about a long-term plan is that you hope to get re-elected, because otherwise it's not a very long-term plan if it ends next May. But there are potential problems, aren't there? We've heard about them already. An economy not sufficiently rebalanced, too dependent on services, the prospects of an interest rate rise, the Monetary Policy Committee of the bank expecting growth to fall in the second half of the year. Could this be the high point?
Well, as I said right at the start of this interview, there is a lot more work to be done and there are a lot of challenges along the way. But yes, I do hope that Liberal Democrats will continue to be able to ensure that our economic plan is balanced, is sensible, is based on ideas about how we can make our economy more sustainable in the long run. Because you're right to say that We've made real progress in manufacturing, in long-term industrial partnerships between the government and key sectors of the economy, for example. But those are things that take a long time to get back on, to get on track. And, you know, manufacturing has been declining in this country for a long time. It's now not declining, it's growing. We need to make sure that it continues to grow in the future. Danny, and I don't think Labour or the Tories can be trusted by themselves to get that right.
Danny Alexander, Chief Secretary to the Treasury, forgive me, and the Liberal Democrat spokesman, thank you very much.